This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, November 18th, 2019. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. More than 300 public sector union leaders from Africa and Arab countries met recently in Lomé, Togo, at the AFRICOM Conference of Public Services International. The conference, held November 12th to 15th, discussed topics such as privatization of public services and the rights of women workers. One of the participants at the conference was Irene Kumalo, the president of PSI's World Women's Committee.
Indeed, today we have had our women's seminar under the theme Fighting Gender-Based Violence with Women Engagement. We've just had our first session, that is the convention that has been, Convention 190, that has just been passed in June. So we articulated around that so that we see how it favors us, including them. The Convention 206, so we work around that, and we're putting that to the unions so that we make sure that that convention, each member state adopts the convention, ratifies it, and make sure that as trade unions we will monitor the implementation of such. And if it's not implemented, then we'll make sure that we demand the implementation of the C-190 so that gender-based violence can be reduced in countries.
Another participant at the AFRICOM Conference of Public Sector Unions was David Boyce, the PSI's Deputy General Secretary.
Today is the second day of AFRICOM, and we started out in plenary with a panel on global campaigning. And it's clear that trade unions must put the resources in to engage in campaigning, because campaigns are done in order to bring change. Campaigns must have an objective, and then they must be constituted of a whole series of actions towards a goal. And for us, the goal is social change. For us, the goal is to ensure not only that our members are protected, but that the communities in which we live have universal access to quality public services. So the global campaigning plenary saw a number of new ideas, some innovations, and then we went into the second plenary, which was about putting people over corporate greed, public services over corporate greed. And the key message that we heard there, first of all, is the extent of corporate control of our public institutions, whether it's at local, national, and now even global level. In the afternoon, we had three workshops. One was about tax justice, illicit financial flows. Another one was about the very hot issue of migration and refugees and internally displaced people. And a third one about whistleblowers. And the whistleblowers workshop that I was in shows not only the importance of being able to fight corruption and fighting fraud and tax evasion, but the danger that whistleblowers are exposed to. The dangers are many. There's tools that we can use, but there are tools that are lacking. Lacking is a global convention, which we're working on with the ILO, and national legislation. And in the workshop, we were able to point to the recent victory of whistleblower legislation in the European Union, which will be implemented in national law by 2021. But there were many other instances of courageous trade unionists who have put their lives at risk and their careers at risk to denounce malpractice, again, in order to protect the communities in which they live.
C. Marie Ainsborough, thank you for listening.